I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk. DGS. Happy Wednesday. Just watching the prep for the launch, which is going to happen. I was very happy it was going to happen during the show. It's supposed to happen at 3:33. I think unlike presidential news conferences that will happen at 3:33, if they don't scrub it, and we'll be carrying it live for you. So that should be a lot of fun. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Dave. Oh, it's today during this time. That's exciting.
Wow, you're into it, aren't you?
I didn't realize what time it was, I guess.
Space Force, Sue.
Love it. I love all space takeoffs. I think that's cool.
You know what? I'll be the one to admit it. I still don't fully understand what the Space Force is.
Oh, I
think it's just something like that's peripherally mentioned in the news and people are like, yeah, the Space Force. But I haven't listened to an interview about it or seen like a real deep dive.
I don't know much more than you do. I think most people are like that.
Hang on.
I think it's cool. It's funny.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. And the thing that I don't like is, I mean, it's Space Force, right? I mean,
that's what I love about it.
No. Let me finish. Space Force is something I would have made up. And so the fact that it's happening under Trump,
yeah,
it just sounds dumb. But had Obama did it, everyone would be creaming their jeans.
Right, right.
And it's 2020. We need a Space Force.
Yeah.
And I think it's twofold. I think it's like to fight, to make sure that we control space and we're not attacked from space. And I mean, it's 2020. Mm-hmm. It's not stupid anymore. Of course we should have a Space Force.
Yep.
That makes me mad. As much as I criticize Trump, I also defend him when I believe he needs defended. And had Clinton or Obama said Space Force, it would have been like, see, this is what happens when you have a progressive president, just like John F. Kennedy.
Right.
But Trump says it and they're like, Space Force, what an idiot.
Right. Yeah, it's there just like any other branch of the military for defense.
Fighting aliens.
Fighting, yeah.
Bigfoots.
Yeah. Keeping
kind of weapons we using up
keeping
there.
Keeping America.
Lasers, mostly photon torpedoes.
Yeah. Keeping America safe. The point is to have, you know, bases. Like, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of science involved in that as well. But
you know how I love thought experiments and stirring things up? Before the launch, if you were guaranteed life on Earth will be 50% better for everyone, but we have to give up space exploration. We're never even going back to the moon again. But life on Earth will be 50% better for every single person. Would you take that deal?
Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Then yes.
Now, if we go to space, it could be 100% better.
Right.
Yeah, that's just it, right? We don't know. Hmm.
What do you think, Rach?
I say space.
Take the chance?
Yeah, because although I have no desire to ever go to space, it's terrifying to me.
And you talked about that before. Other than the obvious, what about it really scares you?
I mean, I can't swim very well. So, like, the thought of being out of control, and I know there's not water in space. That's not what I'm saying, people. It's just, like, being in that environment that was not built for me is incredibly intimidating.
I
think I watched, like, Superman Returns or something too young as a kid, and they, like, send him flying through space, and it was, like, the scariest thing I'd ever seen.
Where they send Zod into the little thing that...
He's just, like, floating.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
That.
That's the rest of his life.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I love that only on the DGS... Just before a historic launch, we're talking about General Zod being sent into space.
It's just like that.
So they're in this little tiny capsule.
The very
that's
top.
Like this. The,
I don't like it.
The size of a pickup truck cab.
Yeah.
And they launch now in about 20 minutes, and they shut the door to that over an hour and a half ago.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So they have been sitting in those seats with their seatbelts on their backs, mm-hmm. looking straight up. By the time it launches, it will be for over 2 hours. That's got to be the longest two. Even if you're ready for it, that's got to be the longest 2 hours.
Things
ever.
Like this remind me and convince me, because I have a pretty jaded view on humankind. Sorry, I do. That there are truly special people. You know, I could have been a doctor. I think doctors are special. I know I could have been. I would have been a bad one, but I could have made it through. You know, I had the grades. I could have made it through. I couldn't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be a mathematician. You have to understand physics. You have to be physically insanely fit. You have to be brave as hell. It's just, it makes me feel good that there are people that exist on the planet with my same genome that can do this. That's that's crazy. And I agree with Rach. Like, even if my life would get 50% better, you got to take the shot.
Yeah.
You got to take the chance.
I'm obsessed with the discussion between ground control and just you hearing all the radio conversations. Yeah. Because
again, when we're kids, we're like, gonna get cookies. Yeah. Dude, everything you do like that is just cool.
I'm the same way with air traffic control and airplane. Like, I love that just communication.
You know, we have a standing invitation to go there. Where at Lambert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to that stuff. It's one of my time killers on
YouTube.
We get
to actually control some landings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So just hearing them talk.
I think we have Andrew do it.
Just hearing them talk for this whole time.
I said vector. I'm not sure where you're going. 2-2-9-er means 29, dumbass. It's been a terrible, terrible crash at Lambert.
You know, if it's up to me, I'm going to say go ahead and land on the runway there.
Ooh. And you know what else is amazing?
I know someone else just took off, but just follow him. Poor Andrew. Is he out there just like seething?
He knows it's a character beyond him.
Good. Come on in, Andrew. He said something today. Oh, I wish I'd have written it down. He was Puddlicker. Like, Puddlicker is a caricature of Andrew. And I forget that Andrew is Andrew.
Yeah, because it's taken on a life of its
Absolutely.
Own at this point.
Andrew, do you remember what you said to me? We're in G.
Have we spoken today?
Yeah, we're in G. No.
Maybe it was yesterday?
No, it was today. We're at your desk. Anyway, you're just like, and I was like, oh my God.
Was it about the fart?
No, it was before that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Didn't matter. Okay.
Hey, a little front selling. We got a fart coming up later. Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
That's different for us.
That's foreshadowing.
There you go, Steve Moore. That's how you tease something.
Hey, speaking of foreshadowing, we have our friend attorney Chet Pleven on the show later. And originally I had him booked for like this hour and I just pushed him off for SpaceX. And he said that he is watching it live from his deck. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
Whoa. That's super cool.
That's amazing.
That's really neat. That'll be great.
You know what is crazy is we can go into outer space. We can land on the moon. There's a big station, space station up there that we can go live. People can go live in. We have all that technology, all that ability. But if it rains in Florida today,
yeah,
not so much.
Yeah, that is nuts.
They can't take off.
It looks cloudy.
It's so amazing that the weather that we can't, all the things that we are able to do and control and everything else, that just the weather, which we can't control. Could stop all if it rains, and it's been like it looks like it's going to be okay, but it's been all day. They've been kind of back
also,
and forth.
I'm not going to get political about this, but it's also in the same vein amazing to me that the Chinese have a rover on the moon, we have rovers on Mars, and we've landed on Venus and Mercury, and yet we have a virus kicking our ass, and we need cloth over our holes in our face to keep from making people sick and die.
Right.
It's like we're on other planets and yet we're covering our faces with cloth.
Yeah.
I think about that kind of stuff, and I'm just like, wow.
Whoa. He's in here. I'm like,
what if
whoa.
We, what if we zoom in on the launch and we see Chet, like, in a lawn chair? He's, like, wow.
Chet's telling me that weather is turning into an issue.
Crap.
He said he thinks it's going to be a scrub.
Mm, really?
Wait, and wouldn't this be the first commercial one? Sorry, I'm behind. The first commercial?
No, they do it all the time.
Space
but it's,
thing?
It's the what
first
is it?
Private. It's the first private company.
Well, wouldn't that be commercial?
It's SpaceX and NASA together.
Oh, I see.
It's a SpaceX, NASA.
It's a collab. It's
joint.
A collab.
But yeah. SpaceX.
NASA X SpaceX.
It's a SpaceX.
But it's not the
NASA
first
joint.
SpaceX launch.
No, it's not. It's the first.
But it's commercial.
With human.
Public
NASA.
And,
with NASA cooperation.
With NASA, like, letting, okay. Like saying they're going to do it because I think. Didn't the government say we're not going to launch anymore?
It says if successful, this would be SpaceX. X's first ever crewed mission in their 18-year history.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They've never put a person in space. And that's kind of the whole... Today's mission is essentially just a test.
See, this is why I'm not an astronaut.
Can we do it? They're going to go to the space station.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are going to go to the space station. It's basically just testing out this new stuff.
Here's why I'm not an astronaut. They have, 15 minutes to launch, and the weather's getting bad, and it has to go on the exact second. If either, I'd be like, let's just go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You'd be like...
All the stuff that we're going to do in the last 15 minutes, let's just do it.
You'd already be in space.
Yeah, let's just start counting down from 10.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the nerves? Like, standing there, I guess they're probably already in their little suits or whatever.
They've been in there for two hours.
Yeah, they've been in there.
Oh, they're in the thing already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They've been sitting there with their seatbelts on for almost 2 hours.
Don't you think they're in the waiting room, like... Ranger Rick.
Yeah, like in the green room, just like, I guess we're going on any second. But it's like thinking about how in 20 minutes you're not going to be on the planet anymore. Like, oh.
It's crazy.
I keep
I guarantee you.
Oh, they just said they're go for launch, but...
Are they?
Yeah, that's what they just
said. If I put all that on and sat there for 2 hours, I would definitely have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
What would they do about that? I mean, right? You're nervous. You're thinking about it.
I mean,
what if
you've
had too much water?
You can pee in the suit.
Of weather and lightning in the area, they have scrubbed today's mission.
Chet was right.
Neil Cavuto.
Man.
I'm so mad at him.
Does that mean they automatically do it tomorrow then? Or do
it's
they put
the
it off?
It's on the 30th. According to our pal Ryan Record, they'll do it the 30th now.
They literally just put on the screen "go for launch," and then I saw
someone on Twitter said they scrubbed it, so I put the TV in preview.
Yep.
There we go. Man, what a bummer! All right, I'm gonna get Chet back on at 3:40.
Yeah, bet he's crying right now.
I don't think he is.
He's crying like
I'm looking at the live feed of them still sitting. They're just sitting there in there.
Yeah, they're peeing like crazy right now.
And now they gotta just get out.
It's really, they're like finger drumming on the, they're like, boop,
boop, boop, can't wait to go to space later. Who's going to tell them?
They're just humming like space.
Have you guys ever seen the Jimmy Stewart movie about Lindbergh? I think it's called Spirit of St. Louis. I don't know how much of this is true and how much is artistic license, but, you know, he had to fly across the Atlantic. And he did not sleep for like 2 nights before.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so he was like, under the best of circumstances, it would have been really tough. But the night before, it was bad weather. And he didn't know if he could make it. And he just lay there and didn't sleep.
I've read some stories about like him, his document of when he was actually doing it and just how, I think at one point he said that he was like borderline hallucinating.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he was like.
Yeah.
So tired and just like flying
again, just amazing
over the ocean for
Saturday at 3:22 Eastern, so 2:22 our time.
All right, let's all get back together.
Man, that would have been cool to.
I know.
Listen to it right now.
Oh, tell me about it. I've literally not taken my eyes off of it for 2 hours. I've been watching this live feed, listening to everything.
Oh, there
they
goes
said.
The whole show.
And they've been talking about the weather, but every time, and I'm sure they were just hoping for the best. But as they've been discussing this, that they've been saying, it looks like it's going to be okay. The radar says it's going to clear up. We're going to have this win. Like, they were really making it sound like
I had SpaceX.
It was going to happen.
And I have a story about a guy who stole and had sex with 126 pairs of flip-flops. And that's all I have.
Yeah.
I got something here. This is weird. This just popped up on my Facebook page. A sponsored post paid for by Biden for President, which I don't like on Facebook. This is the weirdest thing that I've ever read coming from like an actual candidate. It says, "You've been selected. Are you voting for Joe Biden? It's more urgent than ever that our movement to defeat Donald Trump is as strong as possible. So we need to know where you stand. We're looking for 71 more responses to our general election poll before it closes at 11:59 p.m. tonight. You've been selected to share yours now."
Oh, that's sad.
I know. The whole thing is, it's like very clickbaity. Like, I'm the 1,001st
right.
person to visit the website, and now I get a free iPad.
If you need 71 more responses for your official vote,
don't tell us by
midnight.
Fold it up.
Definitely don't tell us. Just say you want us to respond. Don't tell us how many more you need.
Yeah.
Because then it's sad.
I can get 71 people to go moon a grade school in 10 minutes. Let's do that.
I remembered what it was.
What was it?
I needed something. I needed you to read something, and it was in gray print.
That's it.
I was like, "Can you even read those?" Can you
see? That's exactly. You can't even do the impression of it, can you?
No, I can't.
You're the worst puttlicker in the whole room.
Can you see what this even is? I can't even. They put it in gray print. I don't know why.
They put this in gray print. Can you even read this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
330 DGS. So they just scrubbed the launch 54 seconds before.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It would have been like
we're going.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I was just reading, you know, about the whole thing, and this is Elon Musk's deal, and he was the chief engineer, and he came out and said if it's a success, it's NASA and SpaceX's success, and if it's a failure, it's all on him.
Mm.
Kind of nice thing to say.
Mm.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a success.
Just you, right now. No training, no nothing. If they just said, hey, we can put another person in this, you don't have to do anything, you just get to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it? Could you sit next to those guys and go into space?
I would want to. I don't know that I could. Like, I've done some things that, right. You know, again, this is apples and oranges. But like going 200 miles in a race car was crazy, and I was out of control. Just someone else was driving. That was probably the craziest thing I've done as far as physically scary, and I loved it. Can't wait to do it again. I feel like I'd probably tap out.
Yeah.
I would love to say that I could do it, but I feel like I'd be like, you know what? I forgot something.
Yeah, once you're entering an environment in which you can't breathe in oxygen without the help of a suit or like the oxygen on board.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even entertain it. I'm just a solid no. It sounds amazing. I wish I had that kind of gumption, but I don't.
I don't understand it, the science of it, but I've heard that going to the moon sucks. And that
you get there and you're like, this place blows.
It's very difficult and you're sick most of the time, even a trained astronaut. And
ooh.
So like commercial going to the moon that we always see like in movies and stuff, that until we crack that,
yeah,
it would be prohibitive. Like people would pay $1 million to basically be sick.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't do it.
Yeah,
I see.
I don't like being nauseated.
Gotcha.
What'd you say you had, Rach?
Be cool to float, though.
Well, we have...
Oh, the fart.
The
fart,
oh,
yeah.
So Biden was doing a Zoom meeting or something today, an interview, but Andrew showed this to me.
And cut critical health care programs. or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
No.
Is it up on the blog?
That sounded fake.
Is it up on the blog? Let's check. It's not fake. It's real. Because there's facial expressions that go with it.
The guy who's interviewing him definitely raises an eyebrow.
Okay.
No.
Let's see. It's not on the blog yet, but we will get it up there for you guys very quickly. Let's listen to it again.
Okay.
Because I want you to pay attention to Biden's voice right after the farting question and hear the little catch and the little that he does.
And cut critical health care programs. Or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost
of... It sounds too fake to not be real.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, here's another thing I don't like about Google. All right, I understand, you know, that you can't type in certain words that are going to, you know, I get it. I get why they don't auto-complete everything when, you know, it's bad words or something. But it doesn't do Joe Biden fart. I do Joe Biden F, nothing. It's for president. A, Joe Biden family, Joe Biden Facebook. R, Joe Biden farming, Joe Biden farm workers. Come on. You can't auto-complete Joe Biden fart. Give me a break.
And cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
Hey, he kept going.
Wow.
There was a moment of, maybe no one heard it. Oh, we heard it.
What are you going to do? Like, what are your options at that point?
Yeah.
The guy he's talking to. Oh, is that the governor of Pennsylvania? Is that who he's talking to? He's
Governor Tom Wolf.
With his eyes, he does the president, the sound that we have of Trump saying, okay, that's exactly what Governor Tom Wolf's eyes do.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did Andrew find this?
He saw it on Twitter.
Well, there you go.
And I found it on Twitter, and we're going to put the link. I'm working on putting it on the blog right now for the DGS audience, because you need to see this.
We may be fake news, but I'm comfortable with it when it's farting.
One more time.
And cut critical health care programs. Or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
It's definitely an old man fart. That's not an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, as I've told you guys before, in my former life when I worked at Radio Shack, I had a coworker for a brief period of time who's an older gentleman, mm-hmm. and he would just rip them.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be, yeah, here's our converter boxes. If you have an old television that doesn't pick up HD... stations, and it's $49.99, and nobody knew what to do because it was happening. It was audible. There's no way he didn't know, but no, he did not care.
That fart smelled like sorghum and Michael Landon.
Wow.
I'm just going to kind of throw this up on the blog without any real commentary. You guys understand. It speaks for itself. I don't need to spell this out for you.
You should put it up under SpaceX launch scrubbed, and then have that be the audio.
Breaking.
Evidently, Biden farted, and they had to scrub the space launch. Now half of what I say sounds like public.
So I guess apparently they were going to go to space, and then it's just like...
Then this old guy farted, and they're like, you know what? Screw it.
Somebody made a GIF of just Tom Wolf's reaction, just over and over. It's like, okay.
He do be farting, though.
He do be. He sure do be.
I don't know if I want to get into this now, but I will. What's the latest on Twitter and Trump?
Oh, the guys, obviously, as you mentioned yesterday, the story of Twitter flagging a Trump tweet as fake news and putting a fact check on the information is, you know, blowing up and getting a lot of attention. And so they're looking at the guy who is Twitter's head of site integrity. The guy who's the head of site integrity has a long history of partisanship, being very supportive of Democrats and left wing, and even like arguing with conservatives on Twitter that have tweeted at him. For example, in 2016, he said in a tweet right after Trump was elected, he said, I'm just saying, we fly over those states that voted for a racist tangerine for a reason. In 2016, before the election, he donated to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And when somebody asked him about it, he said he did it because we can't F around anymore. It's too important. In 2017, he tweeted during the presidency, while Donald Trump is president, he tweeted, there are actual Nazis in the White House. So this is the guy that is the head of Twitter. What is it? The head of site integrity for Twitter. So he's the one that makes that decision to put the flag on the president's tweet. And he's got this history of being very one-sided, very partisan. Doesn't seem like the right guy for the job.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
342 DGS. Attorney Chet Pleben joins us. Hello, Chet.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
That sucks about the launch.
Well, I think what happened is our weather has been off and on all day long, and I think that they were concerned about one cell by the Cape, and what they were really concerned about, I think, was any lightning, because there's a lot of fuel in that rocket. It was kind of interesting, though, that usually they won't fuel the rocket if there's a question about whether or not there's going to be a go, because that's dangerous from the standpoint. Those guys, those astronauts have been in there for the last couple hours, mm-hmm. and sometimes that fuel can ignite and can explode. And this time there was a 4:33 launch time, and that was definite. Usually what we see down here is that the launches, there's a window, maybe a half hour, maybe even more. But in this case, for whatever reason, it was 4:33, and if it couldn't go at 4:33, it would be scrubbed until 3:22 this Saturday. And the interesting part about that, and you may say, well, why don't they just go tomorrow? But the way this works is that space station, which is where they're going, has to be in the right place in the orbit for that capsule to land up there. And it's the shortest distance between two points. They don't want to send that rocket up when that space capsule is out of sync, where there's more time traveling from here up to the space station. But we're disappointed. We can see it from we're only about 50 miles from the Cape, and so we just walk out on the deck and
super
and
cool.
we watch them.
That's
yeah,
neat.
I mean it's just so neat. And you know, and now the weather cleared up for us here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we see these launches at night is the best because you see that flame go all the way up, and then about 3 minutes into the launch, the booster rocket separates from the capsule. And you hear a boom, an explosion, and then the booster rocket then lands on a barge in the ocean. And now today we have about 9 to 10 foot high swells out there where the barge is. So there probably could have been some difficulty with that landing on the barge too. And they just reused those things, and those things are obviously pretty expensive. So it's pretty neat all the way around. And during the day, sometimes if it's cloudy, we don't get the full view of it. But when it's a clear day, like it was going to be today right here, it would have been really cool because then you'd see it go all the way up.
Yeah, that's so, neat.
Pretty neat. Yeah, pretty neat.
Which I know we want to talk about Trump versus Twitter and constitutionality and free speech. Why don't we just start there? I know we want to talk about the case where the gentleman died with the police officer's knee on his neck. Let's start with Trump and Twitter.
Okay. Apparently, all of this controversy arises because of the tweet that Trump put out with respect to the death of Lori Klisoutis. Her widower, her husband, sent a letter to Jack Dorsey, who runs Twitter, owns Twitter, saying that he wanted that taken down because seemingly the Twitter was without any basis in fact, without any evidentiary support whatsoever, contrary to the investigation that was done several years ago. And what the widower said, what Lori's husband said, was that this is reaping havoc with me, with my kids, with my family, reliving all of this. And so rather than taking it down altogether, which is what he asked for, Dorsey decided to go ahead and fact check. So I'm not on Twitter, and this is what I'm just getting from the news accounts. And apparently, somehow, some way, with that tweet comes what the facts are, and that is what is upsetting Trump. I mean, God help us that we should fact check things. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what the problem is with that.
You know, Chad,
people can judge themselves.
It's interesting to me, though, that they got the complaint about this being really hard on the family of the woman who passed away, which I have so much sympathy for them. And I can't imagine how painful that must be to read conspiracy theories on the internet, but then they fact checked a tweet about mail-in voting. It was almost like, yeah, we can't do anything about that, but we're gonna focus on this mail-in voting thing, and maybe from now on we'll start fact checking him.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how far we're going to proceed with this. I think all the time, notwithstanding the fact that you're the president of the United States, I think what they do, rather than fact check things, I think that if you violate some of their policies, they just take it down. They take it down altogether. So in this particular case, I guess Dorsey's making an exception and throwing in a fact check. I don't know whether that's just going to pertain to Trump or whether it's going to pertain to everybody or what. I don't know.
So, Chad, let's pretend it's first year of law school and let's talk about the First Amendment aspects of this. So most people, that sounds bad, sounds like I'm patting them on the head. I think a lot of people think that First Amendment has to do with private citizens and private companies. And my understanding is it has to do with the government shutting down the free speech of citizens and companies.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. But even, you know, people think that, well, you have a First Amendment right to basically say anything you want. And you and I both know you can't. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That you don't have a First Amendment right to do that. you don't have a right, a First Amendment right to talk about or use fighting words, et cetera, inciting a riot, those sorts of things. So, you know, the question then becomes the tweet with respect to this particular case, was that so reckless and irresponsible that Dorsey has the obligation to go ahead and take it down? Now, I suppose if push comes to shove, in theory at least, Klisoulis can file a lawsuit for some type of defamation, some type of mental anguish. Of course, I'm guessing that there aren't too many lawyers that are going to be standing in line to take that case, and I doubt that he wants to really get into that. And my understanding was all he wants to do is to have it taken down. To Rachel's point on the question of the mail ballots, I don't know. He keeps tweeting that there's fraud or there will be fraud or there has been fraud, et cetera. Well, in Florida, which is where he voted the last go around, we can vote in Florida anytime, not just by absentee ballot. If you don't feel like going to the poll because, for example, the presidential elections, if you don't feel like standing in line, just simply because you don't want to stand in those huge lines, you can just request mail-in ballot. You don't have to be out of the country. You don't have to be, absentee. It's just, this is the way I prefer to do it.
Tony, you had a thought? Which,
oh, I was just going to, I just wanted to be clear that the fact check thing is about the mail-in voting. That was what Twitter slapped the fact check thing. That's the, that's that story. The story about Twitter fact checking the president, calling what he tweeted fake news is in regards to his tweet about mail-in voting.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they're only cracking down on the fake vote or the mail-in voting tweet because of the situation.
The other issue is,
which is so
the family asking him to take down the tweets about Joe Scarborough and that woman's death.
It's almost like Twitter is saying, all right, you finally crossed the line, and the line has been crossed, and now we're going to start putting a microscope on your tweets.
And Chad,
so many years of him
we
tweeting
can't do
a
this,
ton of stuff.
But we can do this.
Yeah, that's kind of the sentiment.
This isn't a legal question, Chad, but just for the sake of consistency and Twitter's own reputation, if they're going to slap a fact check on the president for making this statement, which there's a lot of, he's got his own, instances. The Republicans and have put out various examples of the fraud that he's talking about. So they have their examples and they say, this is what the president's talking about. And then obviously the other side says, no, there's no. So to slap a fact check on something that can kind of be argued from either side is a slippery slope for Twitter. And I would guess that you could probably find just about any politician anywhere that has tweeted something that would fall under that kind of a fact check situation. So if they're going to do it now, they almost have to do it to everybody. Otherwise, they're going to damage their own reputation.
Yeah, I don't know how this particular issue with the mail-in voting was selected. I was under the impression that the fact check also pertained to the Klisoulis situation as well. And now, is that still up in the air? I thought that was...
I think
was,
they can't... They're not going to do anything about that.
Yeah.
So they're just going to leave that alone.
And the family asked for them to take... The family asked and Scarborough asked Twitter to take it down.
I mean, it strikes
they said
me...
They're not going to.
Chet, correct me if you disagree, but it strikes me that this is a perfect example of... This private company can do anything it wants. And if they want to fact check the president when he says good morning, they can do it. They just do it at their own peril.
Right.
That they're going to piss off a bunch
Which
of people.
Which was my point.
Well,
without a doubt, yes. And no ifs, ands, or buts about that. No question. But it would just seem to me that if they're not fact-checking the Quisutis type situation, for which my understanding is that there has been an investigation done several years ago, et cetera, then they picked, and they did the Mail, they picked the wrong one.
Yeah, it's almost like they're fact-checking hyperbole. Like, he's exaggerating, and they're like, he's exaggerating. Okay, maybe go back and address the accusation of murder instead.
Yes. I mean, if you were going to pick one, in my opinion, the Kosutis one would be the one to pick. And then talk about how it was investigated. Talk about how there is no credible evidence at this particular point in time to suggest that Scarborough was otherwise involved, or that she was murdered, for heaven's sakes.
Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, I don't know. But, you know, all of this, you know, Twitter and tweets and all this sort of stuff, you know, I'm of a different generation. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked mine, you know, where I had to get up to turn the TV. I didn't have a remote control, and I only had like three stations, and they were black and white.
Chet's
so there's
right
my
angry letter. All right, thank you, Chet.
You betcha. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.